I'm Adam Denman, WRPR News. Mixed martial arts is one of the fastest growing sports in the world. In the early 90s, the Ultimate Fighting Championship had very few rules, no weight classes, and was heavily scrutinized for heavy violence seen on broadcast television. Now, with the emergence of new rules and sanctioning bodies allowing these fights on free television, is mixed martial arts still too dangerous? One fan, Seth Mendez, believes it is.
I think most definitely. I think if you're going to be able to view it on air for free, it definitely should be at least censored in some sort, because we're talking about live television. Anything, like broken bones, blood, anything too graphic or gory should definitely be censored.
Fans like Mendez believe that mixed martial arts should become censored due to the extreme violence the audience will witness during the live telecast. Amateur MMA fighter Anthony DiMario trains at AMA Fight Club. From first-hand knowledge, he explains the harm that it could have on children that watch it.
Yeah, I absolutely think that it's too violent. You don't want your kids to see guys all bloodied up and beating each other down, you know. Then your kid goes to school and he does the same thing, you wonder why. So I wouldn't want my kids to see it.
Hardcore fan Scott Vandergroff believes that pay-per-view is the only answer.
They give you a preview of what you're going to be buying, so you know that you're buying something graphic and that could be offensive to some people. You know what you're getting. Unfortunately, this country, people in this country, love watching blood and gore.
Since becoming a fighter, Anthony DiMario has suffered many injuries from the sport that he loves.
I've dislocated my elbow twice. I've broken my foot. I tore my meniscus in my left knee. It's a rough sport, you know, but if you have a love for it, it's like you just keep going.
So remember, the next time you watch mixed martial arts, try to order on pay-per-view, and if your children are around, change the channel. For WRPR News, I'm Adam Denman.